What has happened so far? Phase 1. During this phase, we assessed our 9 healthcare services led by clinical experts. We looked at the factors affecting those services. This included considering any temporary changes, clinical guidelines and policies, staffing issues and cost challenges. We involved staff and public, identifying people and organisations, stakeholders, who should be part of the conversation. Nearly 6,000 recent patients and carers who have used the 9 services filled in survey responses. Also, 350 healthcare staff working in these areas also filled in surveys. More information is available in the consultation document, available from our webpages, hduhp.nhs.wales/clinical-services-consultation. Phase 2. We developed potential options for the future of our 9 service areas. This was done by a range of different workshops between February 2024 and September 2024. Some workshops involved patient representatives and stakeholder representatives. They were able to check and challenge our thinking and bring different viewpoints to score and shortlist potential options. In workshops, we considered how change in one service area could affect another, interdependencies, set criteria for minimum requirements proposed options would need to meet, hurdle criteria, shared ideas that developed into proposed options, shortlisted options by scoring them. Our health board members then decided that we should start a public consultation on shortlisted options to give you a chance to be involved and share your views and ideas. More information on how we shortlisted options and the health board's decision to start a public consultation is available in the consultation document, available from our webpages, hduhp.nhs.wales/clinical-services-consultation. A key to the options. In this section, we describe the options by service area. We have also described possible impacts different options would have on you and your loved ones. This includes information on how much more or less options would cost compared to now. Costs over $1 million are displayed as $X XXXM. Costs under $1 million are in the hundreds of thousands and are displayed as $XXXK. All costs are estimates and aim to show you approximate impacts on health board finances. Some options would need more money for building and equipment costs. The health board has some money available for this type of work and can make decisions on how to use it. Some options would also need more staff costs. These costs would apply every year and would need the health board to allocate more funding every year. These elements are not guaranteed and, if supported, would take longer to deliver. We describe this under the heading Delivery of Options. This is so you can see how quickly parts of options can be delivered and which parts of options are dependent on the health board agreeing extra money for staffing.